Now, we are told here in verse 4, and I want to move down to that, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he hath prophesied, neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive." Now, the thing that interests me here is there are two things, really. The fact that the prophets actually, when the Lord comes, they'd be ashamed to attempt to prophesy at that particular time. This false vision, they actually now are really confused since the Lord Jesus has come and made a liar out of every one of them. Now, the second thing that you note here is this mantle that they wear. It's called here a rough garment to deceive. And the prophets used that in Israel. It's generally a hairy garment. It was the kind of a garment, actually, that you find mentioned several times in Scripture. Esau was a hairy individual, and he resembled that type of a person. It looked as if he had on a hairy garment, or one of these hairy things. And actually, Elijah wore such a mantle himself. And you remember, that was the mantle that fell upon Elisha. So that what we have here is not something that's introduced that's brand new, but something that we know something about. Now, he mentions that here, and that these are going to be removed. Why? Whether there be prophecy, it shall fail. It'll be fulfilled. And the false prophets will be made liars. Theirs will not be fulfilled. Now I read here, verse 5, "But he shall say, I am no prophet. I'm a farmer, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth." In other words, the office of prophet will go out of business. The man that were false prophets are going to have to go back and become farmers again. That's where, you remember, Amos was, and he returned back to it after his prophesying was over. And so in that day, that is the thing that will take place.